I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. Cam Kirk is here too. It's time for another edition of Big Facts. What's up, people? How everybody feeling?
Man, blessed.
I miss y'all, man.
You missed us? Where we go?
I missed y'all, man.
Where we go?
I don't know, but wherever the hell y'all were, y'all were truly missed in my heart, man.
Likewise, Jade. Yes. Likewise, Jade.
It's a reunion Bang. Episode or something?
Yeah.
Coming back together.
Should just be happening, man. Welcome, Cam Kirk, man. You going to kick it with us today? I mean, you're familiar with Big Facts.
Yes,
so, you know,
sure.
we going to get into whatever we need to get into. You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited. Yeah, yep. I'm ready.
Let's start with a little bit of bragging rights, man. Who all have you shot for? Who all has Cam Kirk shot for? Like, put some of them names out there because you're very, you know, very big part of a lot of people's image and their photography and everything like that.
Or you can just say the world minus.
Or the world
minus.
We
know that you shot for everybody. Like,
yeah, I've been blessed. I've had a blessed career, 9 years doing it. Most notably in music, I shot. I'm known for my work with Gucci Mane, mm-hmm. Young Thug, Future, mm-hmm. Young Scooter, 21 Savage, Metro Boomin, Ray Shrimmer, Mike Will. Pretty much have had the honor to work with everybody coming out the A, big or small. And then on a company standpoint, which I like to brag about more, it's like Nike, Adidas, Puma, yeah. Airbnb.
The big checks.
Yeah. Where the money really at, where you really want to be at. The NBA. Projects like that, are, you know, I'm definitely super excited about as well.
Mm. How you start off? Like, just picking up a camera?
Man, I picked up a camera first because I thought I was going to be a party promoter. I thought I was going to be a concert thrower. So in college, I booked Wiz Khalifa for a concert. It's 2010. Mm-hmm. And I was really just fucking around, to be honest. Like, I had never done anything in Atlanta. I was just a college student. And I had this opportunity. I booked him. I took out a student loan. And after the concert, like, I was trying to take a picture with him, but my phone was dead. All my friends had left at this time. I was, like, cleaning up the space. And after that, I was just like, man, I'm going to go buy a camera. So next time I do an event, I'm going to have a camera, and I'm going to be able to take a picture with him.
Yeah.
That's literally as far as I thought about it. And after I did that concert, a lot of local artists started to hit me up, like, yo, who are you? What do you do? So I actually got into managing an artist. And then when I was managing the artist, I was like, shit, I'm going to just use this camera on you. And then from there, you know, I just found a way to make, you know, $50, $100 just shooting mm-hmm. him, his friends, other people. Mm-hmm. And then it just became something that I fell in love with.
For people trying to come up, though, I think the dopest thing is that you created, like, you created that. Like, you went, like, I remember.
He created the culture.
That's what I'm saying. Every time you see Metro, like, you see him taking the pictures. Like, he didn't ask for no handout. He damn near didn't even talk. Like,
I didn't know
your name for a long time. Yeah. I just know homie with the camera, you know what I'm saying? But he made sure he got on the
ground. I used to get him and Metro confused back in the day. Like, for real. Like, that's how instrumental he was in that whole time period and era, because he was always there. Like, that shit was crazy.
Nah, I appreciated that. Like, seeing a lot of you all on my come up, definitely.
Yeah.
Is special. And I just always love Atlanta for embracing me. Like, you know, just being a kid from out of town. But a lot
Where
of
are you from?
I'm from Maryland originally, PG County.
Okay.
So a lot of the times y'all saw me quiet is just because out of respect for the, you know, the culture of the scene. I'm not in here to be loud. I'm here to do a job. And I'm here to respect what's going on. Like I always say, as a photographer, it's important to know when to document a moment and when to create a moment. And at the beginning of my career, it was important just to document what I was seeing and not actually try to disrupt or do too much. So, yeah, I was super quiet kid. I wasn't talking at all in them studio sessions. I was just happy to be there and just trying to do my job.
So how did it work? Like what they call it? What we was talking about last time?
NFTs.
I know you got a million of those.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Man, I ain't got into it yet, to be honest, but I'm working on something right now. I don't know, just looking into it, it sounds like something interesting. Because right now, you got to say, I'm a photographer that came up on social media era. So my photos are everywhere on the internet. You know, once I post it to Instagram, it's being ripped by every magazine, posted here. Mm-hmm. Like, I look at people's phones sometimes. They have a photo I took as a screensaver. And I'm like, I just did not give you that photo. I didn't give you rights for none of that. So the idea of an NFT, for me as a content creator, is something I'm interested in, because it's really a way that I can control the rights and control how people are using my work online, which is something that most photographers struggle with to this day. I mean, some of the photos y'all know that's famous that I took, I ain't really make no money off of it besides maybe the day I got paid for doing it or whatever the case may be. Yeah. So the idea of something giving me royalties on a digital use sound amazing to me.
No, for sure. That's why I brought it up. Like, you got legendary pictures that you can, if you, just say Vince, you do a photo shoot with somebody, you get them to shoot a single picture and you make that.
The NFT.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We can make a lot of money together. You know what I mean? Like, for sure. But for me, like, I look at myself as also like a leader to a lot of younger photographers and just the community out here in general. So it's important that I know it before I start to jump out there and say, this is what I'm doing. So I'm in that phase right now of just talking to a bunch of companies and just really understanding the game plan. And then when I have it, I'll be able to pass it down and then do it the right way and show people and then say, all right, this is how you can actually do it. Because it's going to get tricky. I mean, you know, artists don't always understand this NFT stuff. So that's always been a tricky part for photography. It's like, how do I monetize this? Like, if I take a picture of you today and then tomorrow you go on the internet and you see I sold it for $50,000, I'm sure I'm going to get a call from you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even though technically in the way it worked, copyright-wise, I own it. Like, if we really want to go to war, I'm going to probably win in the court of law, but it's tricky. You know what I mean?
Still, so, like, you gotta save that relationship.
Yeah, sometimes it ain't worth it.
I seen in the email when we did the Lil photo shoot, and you were like, you want to retain the rights.
Yeah, ownership, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's,
you know, for somebody else to use it, like, they got to come see you.
Facts, because it's the third parties. It's really what you do it for.
Yeah.
Because that shoot we just did with Lil One that turned out super fire, he wearing other brands. So say the label want to take, we caught him wearing Versace. Fuck it, we going to sell this photo to Versace for $1 million. Nah, you can't do that. Nah, that's, so you got to own it in order to be able to protect yourself, because they'll just keep monetizing it. You know what I mean? Over and over for years and years and years.
You ain't got nothing.
And you don't get nothing off of it. You don't, nothing. Right. To be honest, and you are the artist, for real, for that matter. So you do that type of stuff just to make it clear. And then with labels, when you get to the real money and budgets, like, that costs money. It's a price for everything. So if you want to own something, that's like a master's for a music artist. Like,
exactly.
It's a price for it if you want to own it. But if not, then let's just do this little license deal. You can use it for however long you want. And after that, you know what I mean? You give it back to me, basically.
So how you learn all that shit? Just coming up, like having lawyers and shit coming up through the rank?
Man, mistakes. You know, you learn it first through mistakes. you know, and just seeing the game. As I moved up in the game, I talked to older photographers. You know, I researched things. I'm a big fan of just learning as much as I can. But then also it helps that, you know, my best friend is a lawyer. He protects other people's rights. So as we coming up, he learning stuff in law school that's telling me, like, yo, you know X, Y? Oh, all right, I ain't know that. Okay, bet. But it's difficult because end of the day, I always tell photographers, you can have all your shit right on paper. You can know your rights. You can know this. If one of these artists take and use your photo, what you going to do? You going to sue them? You could try. You won't make no money. You don't have the money to fight against them in court. So it's just tricky. It's tricky because it's all about relationships at the end of the day. So you got to know when to pick and choose your battles. Like, I've walked into Urban Outfitters and seen my work, like, on a shirt.
Hmm.
But it was an artist that I'm tight with. So it's kind of like, you know, like, he may not understand how this shit's supposed to go. So if I call him out, it's going to be like, he ain't going to understand it. He's going to be like, I paid you for the shoot. Yeah, you paid me for the shoot.
My picture.
But you ain't paid to just go do whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah.
So especially in Atlanta.
It's like art, right?
Yeah, Atlanta, they don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you really got to pick and choose.
Yeah, when they spend all their money when it got fresh and all this shit.
Yeah,
they think this is my picture.
Because
my face.
Kurt. Photo shoot ain't cheap.
True story.
I respect it. So I pick and choose my battles. I like, you got it. You can use it for that. That's cool.
Mm.
But you're not necessarily supposed to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
What do you think out there? You should try to, like, when you do shoots with niggas, you should tell them, like, look, bro, the big niggas, like, bro, you big, bro. This shit, we can make some money out of these pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut me in.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just tricky. It's tricky because you got these other artists sometimes have so many hands in the pot they don't even want to acknowledge you. And then also, keep it real, I'm blessed that Atlanta embraced me and I carry myself a certain type of way. But some of these artists don't respect the photographer enough to listen to me talking about I want to do business with them. Like, it's some that see what I really got going on and they'd be like, all right, that's a good idea. That's a good look.
Yeah.
But it's still a fight for it. Like, you know, they'd rather do business with somebody
just
else.
Just take the pictures.
Just take the pictures, bro. Keep it moving. So for me, I learned that shit early that it ain't even my job to try to do too much real business with artists. Like, to be honest, I have a whole system where I don't really charge artists. I charge the label and I charge the companies that want to use these artists.
Mm.
But I know this a long time ago. I'll never forget. Like, and I love Young Dolph, and I did a shoot for him one day, and it was a spur of the moment. He called me like, yo, pull up, I want to do a shoot at a studio, I need to get some photos. And he pulled up, we did the shoot, and at the end of the shoot, we never talked numbers, at the end of the shoot he just pulls out some money. He going through his
like Dolph,
he like, yo, how much you want? And at that moment I couldn't tell him, like, you know, I get $10,000 a shoot. Because at that moment, he would have never understood that. Like, it would just been like, you trying me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know what I mean? So at that moment, I realized, like, it didn't even make no sense to me trying to take your money. Yeah. I just need your relationship.
Yeah,
I just need you to call me.
Well, you're trying to shoot a real
photo
shoot.
Yeah, and when your label's involved. So right now, I just said, yo, bro, I don't even want your money. Like, you good. Don't pay me.
Mm.
And I did the shoot for free. And then from there, though, Dolph see me in this love. It was also a chess move for respect. Because it's like, most of these rappers, you know, no offense to them, it's just how it is. They look at photographers, mm-hmm. it's a nerdy, broke niggas. Like, you know, because some of them move, they carry themselves like that.
Have you ever had a run-in?
I'm not going to move like that.
Right. Have you ever had a run-in with an artist, though, like a bad photo shoot or somebody try to chump you off or, you know, where you might have had some words or some shit? Like, have you ever had them type of situations?
Never.
Dope.
But I'm mild mannered. Like, if you pissed
Cam
at
don't
me,
even,
like,
ain't
you,
even the type of nigga to have no words.
Yeah,
nigga,
if you
like,
pissed at me, there's something wrong with you. Like, I'm not even like, because I don't even carry myself like that. So for me, it's all about that. But I also play the position. I respect the role. End of the day, it's the industry I'm in. It revolves around the artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to be stupid and then act like I'm the most important one on this set. Nah.
Right.
I'm not the most important one on this set. It's the artist. So I wait 5 hours if you're late. Like, it is what it is. You the artist. Mm-hmm. You control the court. But in certain ways, I'm not just going to let you just punk me. Y'all, you ain't just going to do me whatever. But I don't put myself out there to get done dirty. You know what I mean? Like, that's the beauty of photography. I tell people, it's like, you can only waste both of our time. You either going to pay me and you get the photo, or we both going to sit here, shoot. You're going to be getting dressed, styled, haircut, and ain't no one going to get no photo. So it's like, It's like there's no way I could get got in photography in a certain sense, because you're going to either pay or we both just going to waste time. But you're not going to get the photos and not pay me. It just doesn't work that way, because I won't send the photos. So it's like it's nothing to talk about. So from that standpoint, it's chill. Yeah. But when I really switched my business model to not be charging artists, it also just strengthened my relationship with them, because it's like every time they see me, it feels like I'm doing them a favor. But they not understanding, or they might understand that maybe they don't trip on it. I'm monetizing it in 10 other different ways. You know what I'm saying? It's because of the shoot I did with you that people want to book my studio. You know what I mean? Or they want to buy the merch that I sell or sign to my label that I got. It's because of the work we do. So when I learned that, it's just more important to just have artists as your friends or in alliance with you than be trying to charge them for what? They don't want to pay you. They don't want to pay nobody if they don't got to. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
How did you get good at photography? Like, because you said that wasn't your thing. Like, did you study certain shit, or how did you get good at it? Because there's a lot of photographers. Like, that's the other thing I was going to ask you, too. Do you feel like it's a crowded space? Because there's plenty of people with cameras, but they're not photographers. They just niggas with cameras.
Yeah, well, I had to learn early on that photography is a skill first, and then it's an art form second. So once you unmaster the skill, that's like music. Like, you want to know how to make a song, and then you can start to put your own swag on it for the most part, or you know, other areas. So at the beginning, I was just shooting. I was just bullshitting, to be honest. Like, a lot of the photos you've seen, like even like the famous photo I took of Gucci with the gun that's in black and white. It's in black and white because I ain't know how to edit photos in color. Like, you know, like it was like, so I wasn't necessarily just doing it on purpose. I was just like, shit, when I turn it black and white, it look good. But in color, it don't really look that good because the skin tone is like, I didn't really know what I was doing. So to be honest, I struggled a lot at the beginning. I missed a lot of pivotal moments that I could have really captured and really made movies out of because I didn't really know what I was doing. So once I kind of figured it out, like, or got exposed to other photographers and saw the quality of their work, I just started to try to figure it out. So I watched a lot of videos. Like, I'll watch behind the scenes of like photographers I'm into, and I'll freeze the camera and see, okay, how he shot from this angle, he was crouching, he used this camera. I'll be studying stuff like that. So then from there, I just start shooting as much as I could and just continue to get better. But for me, it was always about quality first. Just get a good quality photo, and then people respect that, make it look clear, and then from there you can add your own little spin or flair to it, for sure.
So just being around the culture and just being around this shit, studios, traveling, whatever the case is, what's some of the craziest shit that you don't witness or encountered? Like, you ain't got to say who, but like some shit that you was like, oh man, this is.
I've witnessed a lot of like legendary stuff, to be honest, like moments that are just wild, just being in the right place at the right time. But that's kind of where I always felt like the universe was leading me.
To like, you mean like studio sessions or
studio sessions, encounters? Like, I was there like the day Mike Will met Ray Sherman. Like, how did I happen to be there that day with my camera? You know, it's like, that's mad random. You know, the day Metro met Meek Mill for the first time, and Thug met Meek for the first time, and they recorded a record. Like, I just happened to be the one there that day. So I've been able to witness a lot of crazy stuff like that. And I think that's the most inspiring part about the job as a photographer. Is honestly watching the way the music industry in Atlanta collaborates with each other. That's like a big part of my business plan also comes from that. Because I'm not seeing, you know, Thug and Future exchanging money back and forth when they do these verses. They doing the verses and they figuring it out on the back end. And that's kind of how I took my approach to photography. It's like, what I look like tapping they pockets right on the spot? Like, let's just create. Let's make some dope shit, and then in the back, and we're going to figure that out.
And that always like, renders a better vibe when you're not trying to, like, handle the business up front, and then you build that relationship and do all of that on the back.
100%. And I learned that. So trying to just think of moments. I mean, I done witnessed, you know, the famous video I put out that went viral, like, coming back from the road with Young Scooter at 7 in the morning, going in a brick factory and seeing Gucci boxing. Like what the fuck's going on? Why is he sitting in the middle of the living room with his shirt off just boxing? Like, so just funny moments like that. Like, what the fuck is going on in here? So just, like I said, just crazy ass sessions or people you wouldn't expect are cool or in the same room together recording or doing, like, I've witnessed stuff like that, and I've been just blessed to get that access through, you know, so many artists to witness this stuff, but I definitely have seen some wild shit and some legendary shit for real.
So what's up with the more, collective? What is it?
Collective Gallery.
Collective Gallery, yeah.
So Collective Gallery is another one of my business ventures. It's the newest one. But it's basically, again, taking inspiration from what I learned in the music industry and saying, like, how come a music artist could be successful, you know, did good in his career, and then he could start a label and then, you know, kind of pyramid scheme it or bringing other people up underneath him through the same way. And it's like, it just got me to thinking, like, why are they the only artists that kind of do that? You know what I mean? There are other art forms that have success, have notoriety. Why can't they just basically take their blueprint and duplicate it onto three other people and then get a cut of what they do? So Collective Gallery is my label. It's a photography-based label where basically we go in and we sign other photographers. And we manage their career. We monetize their career. Mm-hmm. We take their career, blow them up. But then also they sign to me, so it's like a label. So the fun part about Collective Gallery is I get to kind of run around like I'm QC or something else, but we doing it with photographers. Cameras. And we have fun with it. And it's the first of its kind. Mm-hmm. So when we put that out, like obviously I'm an artist signed to it, so all my work now is a part of the Collective Gallery. We got three other artists. We got John Cannon. He's 21 Savage photographer.
Mm-hmm.
He shot the Savage Mode cover. We got Skrill Davis. He's an upcoming, you know, amazing photographer. He just did, he's actually directing too, but he did Mulatto's beatbox freestyle. He directed that and shot all the photos for that. And then we got a new artist named Jalen Amir, who's kind of like a mixed medium artist. He does like photography, but he also paints over the work as well. And his work is incredible. And then we signed a few more artists that we actually got on contract now. But it's exciting.
You paint over pictures?
Yeah, I had to show you some of his shit. It's crazy. He do some next level shit, to be honest. Damn. He's fire. He's young. He's like 20 years old. He's going to blow up crazy.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Joining the Big Fast conversation as well as the one and only Sunny Digital. Sunny Digital has stepped in. Shout out to Quez, the world famous Quez, yes, Travis sir. Porter up in here. What's up, Sunny, man? We giving flowers to dope creators today, you know what I'm saying? So y'all are two of the dopest creators.
I gotta give y'all flowers on the walk in, man. Yeah. Y'all doing y'all thing. I've never seen y'all like together, but y'all doing y'all thing.
Absolutely,
bro. Thanks, Sunny. I be locked in. And y'all did it from the ground up. Y'all got the Ciroc shit going
now. Yeah. We're doing a little song.
Going on, man.
Yeah, a little song.
I see it, man. And I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Y'all doing
y'all
thing, man.
Doing a little song. We were talking to Cam about some of the many of names that he worked with. A lot of people might not know, so we won't make them hip. So, but let them know, like, Sunny Digital, you got a lot of hits. Let them know some of these people, name some of the hits. Give us about 5 or 10.
Like, cut the modesty and pop your shit right now. Like, man, for real.
I just, honestly, I be forgetting.
Oh, man. Okay, let's remind.
What's the first one?
Future, same down.
We can go that.
Future, same down time, right?
Racks on Racks was the first one.
Racks on Racks. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's what opened up the doors. And right after that, we did same.
Yeah, birthday song, Chains and Yay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we did the Maconan
Up
Tuesday.
Tuesday Up. Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah.
On a Tuesday.
We did a whole bunch of stuff. I was just, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like, it'd be so hard for me to name off the accolades, though, because when we was taking these shots and doing all this stuff, it was like, it wasn't for what it is today. Like I had tweeted some shit like a couple weeks ago. Like, when you're doing legendary shit, you never know you're doing that shit until like afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Until you look back on it and see what was the impact on everybody else. Like, when I was like really just in it, bro, we was in it, just having fun. Right. So I never really looked back on my accolades like on some, man, look what I got or look what I did. You know what I'm saying? Because
But it had to feel good when you got your first plaque.
It felt good getting my last plaque.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That's always a good feeling.
Yeah, getting them trophies.
You see that shit come to your front door, that you know what them jewel boxes look like.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Real, that's always a good feeling. Like I'm not going to lie, getting those felt a lot better than me just talking about it and shit, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like something that I ain't even got to talk about. Like, when I got all my plaques in my studio, when people come in there, they just be amazed and shit, though. You know, I ain't really got to do too much talking at that point, you know.
But let's keep it real, though. Do you feel like sometimes, and I think we had this conversation, and do you feel like sometimes people leave you out of the conversation of Atlanta's great producers? Because people will be around and they'll name names, and I have to throw your name. Don't forget Sonny.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? And salute to everybody doing their thing.
Salute to everybody, bro. You know, like, but of course, though, I know that that's just how it is, though. But I feel like that's just like the type of person I am, though, where like, I'm not going to sound forgettable, though, but I do just be in the cut, just doing what I need to do and stuff, though, you know. But, like, I seen like the little picture going around with the little Mount Rushmore with all the producers and shit on it, and you know, I'm gonna be a real nigga about it. So I seen it. I believe it was Metro Sizzle. Mm-hmm. They had a blank space and they had Pierre on there, and they was talking about the early 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, they already started off on the wrong foot by like throwing Pierre in that mix, though, because he didn't come out that early. Like,
it was like 15 for Pierre, right?
He came out a little later and stuff, though. So that was already kind of wrong right there. I was like, man, y'all should have. It would have been of a respectable look to have probably like Lex or somebody on there who was like really like, you know what I'm saying?
Like you and Lex or you and Spins or you know what I'm saying? Somebody
you know
like that.
Like, I wouldn't even necessarily throw myself in there because it was a lot of us too. Even Mike Will. I was like, Mike Will.
I don't give a fuck. I would.
you know how long we've been rocking for real, like forever. Like before I had shit going.
Yeah.
But like even Mike Will, though, like it was a lot of us that came out.
Yeah, so basically we need to put some more heads on the mountain.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie. I was thinking about taking it. It was a good idea. I seen that picture online with the mural and shit, though. I was like, shit, I might take and go get that shit put on, go have somebody paint it on one of these walls and shit, though, but the right way, though, with everybody face supposed to be on it and shit, though. Like, it's a wall that you can rent out. That, they do murals on over there on Northside Drive where the Water Boys be at right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big ass wall. I had thought about it like yesterday. I was like, I might just rent it out for like a month and paint the little shit on that shit. You know what I'm saying? And do it the right way. I wasn't even gonna tell nobody I was gonna do it, though. I was just gonna just do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this how it's supposed to be.
How long you grinding before you caught the hit?
Shit, bro. Before. I started making beats when I was like 12, 13. So from all the way up until I was like 19 and shit, it was grind, though. But you know, coming in so young like that, which I be trying to like tell like these young kids, and I feel like they listening now, it don't seem so much of a grind. It's like more so of a hobby, though, because it wasn't nothing I had to pay for at the time. I was staying with my mom and shit, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't no overhead and shit. So it was a hobby. Like, so when other niggas be out there playing basketball or my brother and them play the video game and shit, though, my hobby would be making beats. So it didn't seem like a grind at the time, though. When it became a grind is when you get your hit.
Yeah.
That's when it become a grind, when this shit get real, bro. Oh,
now it's your job.
Now you got to keep it up.
Yeah.
Now you got to keep this shit up.
Yeah.
That's really the hard part. Everybody be crying about getting in and shit, though, but shit, maintaining this shit is like, I ain't going to say the hardest part, though, but niggas be forgetting that part, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to maintain this shit, like, once you get a hit, you're going to need another one. Once you get another hit, you're going to need another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once you get another hit, you're going to need another one. You know what I'm saying? It's, mm-hmm. This shit, like, you got to prove yourself constantly, though. Like,
she like
shit, though.
Crack.
On God. On God.
Nigga trying to get them hits.
On God, trying to get them fucking hits, bro. And then when that money, you know, your lifestyle changed and that money start coming in, too.
And then you create a what you call it? You create something for yourself. You create the way people look at you now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something that came in with them Cuban Jubans. So goddamn.
I'm only doing it.
I'm doing this humbly.
I'm doing this humbly. Yeah. I've been.
Nah, what I'm saying, but you done set the bar for yourself.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh yeah, for sure. I can't go smaller than this now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I do that intentionally for myself too, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like shit. This chain I went and bought, this shit was expensive as hell, but it's like shit. I gotta get back to work now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit wasn't this shit. Get back in the studio. As soon as I bought this motherfucker, the first place I went, straight to the studio. Ain't got no clue.
Inspiration.
I'm like, hey, inspirationally, make them money. I'm like, okay, this shit, you know, all this shit costs though. But like I said, like, really maintaining all this shit, your lifestyle, like, that's really the hard part though when you get into this shit though. You know, like, maintain.
So this is what I wanna know.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like, a lot of, like, top tier producers such as yourself are like studio junkies. They stay in the studio, whatever, whatever. But you go out, you know what I'm saying? I see you at night often.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you do, like, you move around and, like, you are, like, a lot of different places. So how does that being out and, like, being around and actually being on the scene, how does that kind of, like, bolster your creativity?
All right, being out on the scene, that for sure, like, it helps out the creativity, though. But when I'm out, honestly, like, it's bigger than being a producer. It's branding yourself.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
for sure.
Yeah. I go out, show my face, let people know that I'm a real person. Because there's a lot of people that don't even know Sonny Digital a real person. They think that's a computer.
There's like a little moniker or a tag.
I do all that. You know, it's all branding and stuff. You know, so people see my face, put a face to the name and shit, though.
Right.
You know, like. And I've been doing that, though, and I just enjoy going out. I'm like I'm a people person, but I just be cooling, you know what I'm saying? So I do like to be out, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but, like, me, like, going on trips, going to L.A., going, like, to anywhere, you know, mm-hmm. I take all that, like, what I see in my experiences and stuff, and I kind of just translate it through the music and stuff. Like, that's
right.
Why I kind of do got to travel a lot to make good music, you know? Like, I got to see certain things, be exposed to certain things, feel a certain type of way. You know, when I'm at home, you know what I'm saying? So... it's easy to work here, but, you know, I ain't gonna say burnt myself out being here, though, but everything here, you know, my life here, you know what I'm saying? So, like, shit, it ain't just the studio no more. I'm 30 now, so it's like, shit, I got a kid and shit, though. I got my own studio that, you know, I got to uphold, too, you know what I'm saying?
You still got the same spot? Ponce?
Ponce.
Because that's the next question I want to ask everybody. Like, how important is it to find the right spot to work out of? Like, you got a legendary spot. You still at that spot?
No.
Damn. The hardest Sonny Digital beats you ever gave me in the world. That's whatever was going on in that spot. I never went in, but I remember he came outside and gave me 10 beats and
legendary.
God damn
it. Cam knew about it. He shot a video in there for me and Q a long time ago.
A lot of hits.
I got kicked out that motherfucker, bro.
I imagine.
Damn.
Crazy shit, though, bro. Somebody, I wasn't even there. Somebody shot a gun in the crib and it went through the flow, through the bottom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like...
So it wasn't none of your bullshit, it was just...
Look, my mama worked in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
That's the only job I had, too. She had hired me to work there and shit, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we were just basically, it was easy. I ain't had to go clock in and go back home, go to sleep, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So we had to show them, like, all my homies stayed on the same block. My mom was getting all of us in and shit, though, but shit... All that shit, you know, just it was too many people, you know? And like I said, when that shit happened, I wasn't even at home and shit. Mm. I didn't even find out the shit happened till the next morning. The police was at the door. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Mm.
I'm like, oh, somebody shot through the floor. I'm like, oh, shit.
Recipes of Sunny Old Spot. A lot of legendary
moments.
Club Digital turned up, though.
You know about Club Digital. Club Digital is the new spot, though, right now. I'm getting it redone right now, actually. Backwoods coming in and redoing the studio for me right now. Not the studio, but the club spot in the back.
That's fire.
So, what made you choose your spot? What is it called, a collective? What do you call your spot?
It's my spot, Cam Kirk Studios.
Cam Kirk Studios, the joint by Magic City. What made you choose that spot? When did you know, like, this is going to be the spot?
Man, to be honest, that spot was given to me, you know, ironically. So before I opened the studio, No, I had a name for myself, but I wasn't really making that much money. So I never really felt like I could actually go to a commercial place and get my own space. I wasn't really ready for that.
To make it make sense.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me. I ain't have the studio business like that. I was making a little bit of money. I think I was still probably even traveling with WAP and people at times. So I wasn't really doing it like that. But I met a guy who had the space. He had basically like, he has basically the real estate I got in that building. He had it before I had it. And he was trying to open up a recording studio on one side, and he had an extra room, and he was like, yo, I'll give you this extra room for free if you're going to do your photo shoots out here, bring artists.
Bring the niggas
and they going to see my spot, and then we going to be lit. So I was like, shit, if it don't cost me nothing, it's no risk.
Right.
Go do it. Like, whatever.
I wear the keys.
So, yeah, like, let's do it. So I used to have a small room over there. It was super small compared to what we got now.
And yeah, you got the whole floor now.
Yeah, he had the big side. And, you know, me and my boy Keenan, who's actually in here, we actually opened up the studio together. And he never opened up his studio side. Like, I think he just underestimated what it cost or whatever the case may be. So for the first 5-6 months, I was kind of just trapping out of there as like a private space. And then I came in there one day and we were getting evicted because he never paid rent ever. So then I was just like, what is going on in here?
But luckily, though, tricked you into your career.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Tricked you into your
facts. Facts.
Real shit to your dish.
Facts. Because the building landlord was like, you know, we looked your name up. And they could, you know, you could find articles about me at that time. I just wasn't really making no bread like that. I
can't leave, no.
And then they was just like, yeah, they was like, you know, we think you do good business. We see you come here all the time. And they felt like I got tricked. So they was like, we feel bad for you. So we'll just turn the whole lease over to you right now. So they ain't check my credit. They ain't check my income. They ain't check nothing. It was just like, you can afford it. You keep it. So shit, it was like a blessing. Because then I just took over the whole space. And I just bet on myself, like, all right, we're going to do it. We're going to do it the right way. And we're going to actually get people in here. We're going to sell the studio time. And here we are 3.5, you know, years later. We do 600 appointments a month in there. We're the most booked space in Atlanta. Oh, in the world, if you really ask me. But I'm going like, literally, there's 600 shoots going in there every month. And everybody's in there. Every artist you could think of as well, big or small. So it's a blessing to now be like a staple, you know what I mean? And to have that. To lock it down, but I got it on some definitely God work. You know what I mean?
Salute to Cam. I ain't gonna lie. I remember seeing he brought me over there a long time ago.
When
I first got it. When the buddy still had the studio over there. And just see where it's at now. I'm like, bro, this shit crazy.
It's mind blowing.
Crazy. I'm like, the boy got the whole building down there on the slick. You know?
Nah, it's a blessing.
Yeah, I'll never see anybody else, any other humans in there ever. Right. Whenever I go.
That's his shit.
That's how it's supposed to feel.
Yeah. I like Cam. He be on some boss shit though. He might be. He don't really. He be there, but he don't be there.
Yeah. Nah, I gotta be that way. Cause at first I was in there just running this shit myself, and then I'm just like, all right, this ain't the look. Cause then people just gonna. Underestimate you. Like, you can't be your own worker. So then I started investing. I got 21 employees right now across all my businesses. So it's like, now I know how to delegate and just, I'd rather just pay you than me even try to work the same job. I'd rather just give you the job and I can sit back and do this in the middle of a work day. You know what I'm saying? Like, my office still running. They still there doing whatever they got to do. So when I learned that, I just learned the power of delegation and being a boss or whatever it takes with the true meaning behind it. And, you know, finding ways to duplicate yourself, because I couldn't run that studio with all these appointments, still be a photographer traveling, and have my label. It wouldn't make sense.
How you deal with the days? We could sit here now and everybody grinding to get to a certain point, but how you deal with the days, the broke days? Because a lot of people, when we trying to give them game and shit like that, they'll be like, well, it's easy for y'all because y'all ain't broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we was broke before, you know what I'm saying? But how do y'all deal with the broke times, or how did you deal with the broke times to get to where you at?
Man, so for me, I never saw the blueprint that led me to have money when it came to photography. Like, cause I didn't know no photographers with bread or with money doing it. So money wasn't a motivation. It was just about making a lifestyle for myself or just being able to live. So I never had money pressure on myself back then, because I was just like, shit, if I can afford an apartment, I can stay in Atlanta, I can do this, I can do that, I'm good. So it really wasn't until I started making money that money starts to become, make money, let's make some more money like
right,
that.
Right.
So at the beginning, for me, I'm low maintenance. I'm low maintenance to this day. Like, I don't move around too crazy. So as long as I can do what I got to do. So back then it was dollar menu food. Mm. I was blessed to travel with artists. So sometimes the artists would get me food. Mm. I didn't really have no pressure. I was more excited about the work we were doing. Like my happiest days were still, like Sonny said, in that spot. You know, the work we were doing, seeing ourselves on TV for the first time. Like things of that nature just was happy days still to this day. So for me, it ain't never been about money, so maybe it's a little different for me because I didn't really get into an industry where it's like you.
Why is it like that though? Why is some of your, I hate to say, why are some of the best days the broke days? Why is it like that?
You're trying to get out from being
ain't
broke.
No pressure.
It ain't no pressure, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The bar ain't been raised yet.
The bar ain't raised. That's when a fact. When the pressure's on, it's on.
Right.
But I'm gonna be for real though. Real nigga shit though. Niggas just need to get jobs.
We preach. That's the big fact. Bible.
You need to get a job, bro. Yeah. Like I had,
but nigga don't want it, bro. Nigga want to be Sonny Digital and Cam Kirk. They don't want to get a job, bro.
They won't do it overnight.
That's true. We talk about
that. Let's snap into reality, though, man. Shit, that shit ain't happening overnight, man. You know, it might happen for, you know.
It might or might not happen.
You know, but for the most part, though, I had the conversation with Mike. Cause I'm like, bro, I was thinking about signing, like, all these people, artists, producers, and everything, though. But everybody started looking at how I live my life and think they life supposed to be lived like that, too. And, shit, though. And I'm like, hey, Mike, why I'm supposed to tell these niggas, man? These niggas think they supposed to have money and shit. He like, tell you niggas get a job. Like,
I'm like, right. Make beats when you get off, nigga.
Right. Yeah, I'm like, I bet. I like shit. I'm like, okay. That makes sense, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, get your ass a job.
They don't want to hear that.
They don't want to hear
that. They don't want to hear it, though. But at the time when we was broke, though, we didn't want to hear. Ain't nobody really want to go through what they had to go through and shit, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to go through this shit, man. Everybody be looking at this shit like it's an easy way to get here, bro. This shit, bro, you got to put your work in, bro. And we still ain't done. We still at the beginning, I feel, you know?
Most definitely. But I think it's just social media just obviously just distorts everyone.
The end result.
Mindset. Yeah. It's like, you know, if you really just look at the math and this stuff, you can Google. Like, Google how many people in America make $100,000 a year. It's less than 10%. Like, you know, it's like the numbers are low. So it's like, why do you just assume you just supposed to automatically be rich or do this? So it's like, when people understand those things, they realize they put less pressure on themselves. But I think it's just false realities of like people thinking you're supposed to be a millionaire.
But I say
that's what success is.
Social media, bro. Like,
yeah, that's not success. Success isn't $1 million. Like, because if that's the case, then that percentage even lower. It's probably, how many percent of people are millionaires? It's probably
success. Is not a million. What you think success is?
Success is happiness and you being able to do what you want to do on this earth.
That's real.
To the fullest ability of what you are. So if I made $80,000, you couldn't tell me I wasn't successful. Like, if that's what I wanted to do, I wake up every day happy, that's what I'm supposed to do.
There's a lot
and that's
happy,
success to me.
But
I think everybody got their own.
Sure. Yeah,
everybody got their own thing.
For sure.
But I think so many people put money in the same boat as success. And I think that if more younger people just would separate those two, money could be part of your success, but it shouldn't be success. It shouldn't be your definition of success.
It just put
less pressure on yourself. Like, people be losing their mind trying to make money. Like, it's crazy.
It's hard to preach that with social media, though. I ain't gonna lie. Like, these little niggas is, in hindsight, looking from what we looking at, we can see reality, though. But, like, man, when these little niggas see niggas with loads of money and shit, though, when we talk about that percentage and shit, though, about how many people having that money, that's the people that's on paper, though. They seeing everybody that's they seeing niggas off paper.
Right.
Nigga two doors down from me, like, having blocks of money. Like, hey, I'm doing it. We on the same block, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that what really going on. Like,
no black and white.
That's what we see. The niggas who shit on black and white, them niggas on they not online doing that shit.
Yeah,
everybody that we see is
that's how they live right now.
So it's like it's like how you said though. Really, is that social media when niggas see it? Like I said, that's why I don't even really be have. I don't really deal with artists like as far as like new artists anymore. Though, unless they know what the fuck going on and shit though. You know what I'm saying? Because like a nigga gonna look at another rapper situation and think his shit supposed to be like that.
What you mean like deal with? You talking about like sign them or send them beats or what?
Well, sign them. Sign them. When you essentially sign anybody to you, they damn near be like, it's like you adopting. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
oh God,
I'm your daddy now type shit though. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, dang,
that's
bro.
How they look to you to do everything.
Everything your fault.
Everything my fault. And when it's
and
good,
everything is your responsibility.
Yeah, everything,
like, my, whatever happened good, they did. Whatever happened bad,
they did. Exactly, they did it on their own. When it's all good, yeah, no help. Soon shit fuck up. Damn, Sonny, that nigga Sonny had me fucked up. Like, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, but it just how that shit. How they
what artists you
shit.
Had to made you.
This nigga here, man.
Oh man. See, look, I can't. He ain't signed to me, so I can't. You know, I can't talk about him.
What'd he do though?
Man, he got ahead of himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody
got too big for his britches.
Basically, bro. Oh, okay. Really. Okay. I'm gonna tell y'all one situation.
You done had a couple.
I had a whole lot. I'm gonna tell y'all one situation though. So when I had first got my studio, Club Digital and shit though, I was like, I got my studio so I can goddamn go to the labels. Like, I got a studio, I got artists, cut me the check, bro. We can record here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it was an easy play because I already got my situation with Atlantic and shit. So I'm like, all I got to do is get y'all high here. It don't cost me to record y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got everything right here. You know what I'm saying? We can make a situation and shit. So boom. I like, all right, so I got four artists. Two of them was my friends. Two of them was two other randoms that I was like, okay, y'all kind of fight with this shit or whatever though.
Yeah.
So my two friends and shit though, matter of fact, this nigga Bo had a show. We all went down to
Panama.
We went to Panama, right? And so when he had a show, if I had a show, we'll bring probably like two of the artists or two and another two at another show or something like that. Just kind of split up it so it don't be four artists going on one show and shit. Mm-hmm. So we'll bring them out and shit though. Let them do their thing though. You know, like, niggas ain't. That's exposure for your ass. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, you ain't had no show tonight. Like, nobody had nothing going on. Like, we making this shit go on right now, though. So come on with it. You know what I'm saying? Just come on, do your shit, though. So I don't know why one of my artists flexed to the other artist like he got paid for the show.
Oh.
What?
Was it the friend that flexed to the random nigga or the random nigga that flexed to the friend?
No, it was the friend that flexed to the random nigga. That's what made it even seem more legit because, you know, they like, oh,
they already know, like, you the favorite nigga, so of course you gonna get the money first.
Exactly, and, but nobody get paid for no show. Only person that got paid for the show was him.
Yeah.
We was all coming out on some like, hey man, we got this going on, we gonna bring it. He the only one that got paid for the show. Ain't nobody get buzzed down for nothing. We all driving down on our own dime and shit though. So my friend gonna tell the other artists that he got paid for the show. For what reason? I don't know. But it started some internal shit though, and the artist got mad at me. Made a diss song about me and shit though.
Oh, damn.
Bro, but the whole...
Did the random nigga ever, like, approach you and talk it out like
that,
a man?
All right, so look, that was the whole thing. I was like, I didn't even know you had this undercover pressure with me and shit though, like, until they started telling
me. That's the worst.
And so, later on down the road, I'm such a cool nigga, I'm like, I ain't really tripping because you don't really understand it though, but I ain't gonna really fuck with you, like, on that level again though. But he came to his senses and came and chopped it up with me as a grown man.
But by then, it was too late.
After the diss record?
I don't know if he put it out or not though, but it was just the fact that it was made though.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's too late. It's on your heart.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be the whole thing, bro, nigga. I ain't got nothing.
You give up on artists?
Not really. A nigga just gotta know what's going on. At this point too, I'm putting my foot down. Hey, I'm not your daddy. You know what I'm saying? Right. Go get you a job if you need some money, bro. Until this shit work, bro. Like, be a real nigga about this shit. Like,
so when they sign, when you sign an artist, what you ain't gonna give him shit?
You get a Sonny Digital Beats,
bro. Hey, look, bro. When you come with Sonny, bro, you can go anywhere. We can go anywhere in the world, bro. I can go in any studio.
But this shit different. Now these niggas need some money.
You just gotta get you a five nigga. Nah, look,
ready to go.
But look, hey, look, getting money right now ain't hard, bro. It ain't hard, bro. Like, it don't matter.
Right.
If it's black or white or documented or undocumented, get your motherfucking money, bro. We all had to get this shit out the mud, bro.
You saying me come sign to you. Hold up, let's break this part.
That nigga might want to wear chrome hard jeans too.
I think I did motherfucking yesterday and I still got them on. Man, come on, man.
Hey, son.
This 10 years, man. 10 years later, I just got my chrome hearts.
I'm hot. I done got my shit. I got 200,000, 100,000 follow. I'm hot.
Yeah.
Signing. You come to me and say you want to sign me.
All right, now.
What am I supposed to sign?
All right, now, boom. If it's that type of a situation where it ain't too much, I got to build up. Yeah, I'm coming in. I know how to handle the business, though. Now,
yeah.
bro, okay, you right here. I'm going to get you some money. I'm going to give you some money, bro.
You saying like, you just meet a nigga, like, try to take it from zero. A little, zero about,
You asking about the advance.
Let me give you a good example, though. So, you know CEO Trill?
That's my boy. I've been CEO Trill. He does a lot of stuff with Gunner.
He coming up.
He fire.
Yeah.
We been knowing you.
Yeah.
He a rapper. Yeah. Cam been knowing this nigga just as long as me.
He be at Copper Call with us.
Okay.
Cool as hell. Like, but so, but he kind of buzzing right now though. But I've been knowing this nigga from Metro introduced me to him probably like 10 years ago type shit though. You know what I'm saying? At the crib, and the nigga came. That nigga had so much money that day, bro. He was just buying beats from everybody and shit, though, bro. He was OJ the Juice Man was in that motherfucker, crazy. Bro. And he bought a verse from OJ and shit, bro. On some shit was crazy that day, but
crazy.
But so with him, when he started recently bubbling and shit, though, I had reached out to him. I reached out to him 10 years ago, like I was gonna fuck with him just off the fact that he had bought so many beats from me, though, and I just fucked with his music and shit, though. Mm-hmm. So and he ain't had shit going on. We was the fuel and flame behind what the fuck he had going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so at that time, I wanted to fuck with him and shit, though. What that ended up happening, the nigga had got shot the fuck up and shit, though. And kind of like, he had got shot and kind of like just fell off the scene a little bit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, music shit wasn't a priority at that point.
At that point, yeah. So now he come back on the scene. And like, when I had started to see it, though, I had reached out to him. I'm like, hey, bro, like, what's up? Let's work out a situation and shit. When niggas start like kind of bubbling and shit, though, you know, they got everybody on their line. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on their line. So it's like, sometimes I can't even compete as far as like financially with whatever a label or anybody gonna give you though. Cause honestly, I'm not about to give a nigga 50,000 or whatever thousand because on some shit though, bro, if we gonna do any work and if it get to that level and shit though, you know how much I could charge you for a beat? Mm. You know what I'm saying? So we can pan this shit out though, like where it's gonna be like, all right, shit, how much you want? Shit, I can give you this and that and beats. I can, if you want,
probably just need signed producers, bro.
That, but I mean,
rap niggas, these niggas want some dope.
They do, but they don't even know what the fuck they want, bro.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but they gonna because them niggas.
What's the entry?
Like, right, I'm right, saying, what's the entry level? I'm fucked.
All right, hold on. So, Bank, I gotta ask you now, cause you got your label.
Yeah.
So when you signed these niggas and shit, though, you gave them a bag and shit.
Nah, who?
Trouble.
Nah, I ain't get them niggas shit. We came up together. We were brothers.
You see,
it was a family. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, so what would you do
we
now?
We ain't never do no paperwork or none of that shit.
You see, I see.
Like, this a family.
All right, see, that's different now.
You get
so,
what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm to my life as a business. I'm signing digital.
How would you do it right
I ain't
now? Because
signing even.
Why not?
He doesn't want to be the daddy.
I got three young niggas that I'm fucking with, but this already what it is. They already having their own paper. They already doing their thing. I'm doing big facts.
I'm looking
for you know what I'm saying?
I'm looking for
I'm
that.
Help my son, look, little one. I'm bro. A problem child. And little unky.
We see I see all of them doing their thing
other
too.
Other than that.
But and look, it's not that many of them though. That and I'm looking for that though. I want niggas who kinda doing their thing though, but understand they do need a little more too though. Like
yeah,
like
for
they,
sure.
they gonna need and they gonna I, need they gonna need like a Mike Will to come in and
a nigga ain't
Sonny
been
come
signed,
in.
Though.
Why not?
Cause signing come with you know is sign a nigga want to make it look like when he signed like but sign
what's
sign.
What is I'm guaranteed? What's, though, what am I? Hold up. Okay,
what's
we
wrong with signing,
you got
bro?
Beat, but everybody got beats.
Not Sonny Digital beats.
It don't matter though. But everybody
is what I'm saying. Yeah. How niggas thinking.
But look,
yeah, I, no,
you
no,
saying,
no. Yeah,
I'm trying to explain to him how niggas thinking. Though.
But look, that's cool. A nigga can think that all I got is beats, but no, I'm really
all you got is beats. But niggas like, bro, I can wait.
No, yeah,
nigga, how nigga gonna feel like, bro? I'm gonna just wait my time. Like,
no, but
ain't
nigga,
lock in for nothing.
But you know, a rapper worst fear though is like signing and then being broke. I think
see,
that's
you
what
don't
it
have
is.
A nigga somewhere.
They don't
want to
sign and be broke.
If you sign one,
I feel you.
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying? Like that's the biggest shit. Like once I sign, I should be straight. That ain't real. That ain't reality. But that's how they think.
I fuck with you, son. I'm gonna tell you some real shit. If you sign a nigga like this today, and he blow up. And then it's time for y'all to bust this money up. You gonna want your money for your beats, your publishing. Ooh, all right. Then he gonna be a nigga that's gonna be on Big Fat saying you some bullshit. Cause you ain't get a nigga shit from the rip. All
right, well look. All right, so look. Nah.
Like, they ain't give me shit. He didn't give me shit.
I did it all on my own.
But not.
Like, what
up? Hey, but look, bro. Look, this the whole thing though.
Right,
so
wrong though.
Nah, man, you right. Yeah. You right. But this. All right, so boom. my whole thing too, for real, like, I wasn't on some goddamn, it's situations that I was even having with my friends. I'm like, bro, it's certain niggas that I don't want to really even sign because I see them being bigger than what I can offer them right now at this moment. And they gonna get business savvy in a minute and understand that whatever I offer them, it probably was going to be some bullshit, but it was fitting for the time, though. What you was in, though. You know what I'm saying? So I understand we're out of that time now, but it was the situation that we had was fitting for that time and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no fuck nigga, though. It's like, shit, I believed in you. Yeah. Like, shit, we believed in each other. Like you know, you gotta be real.
But you got to think about it. That's coming from nothing together. Yeah. But you got something. That's how niggas look at that life.
But that
was you got something that, already, bro. I ain't finna co-sign no nigga looking at all this shit. But look, every day you got on, you pull up in the big ass bitch. Hell no, nah, nigga.
Nah, that's why you got to
turn me up.
It's inspiration, man.
Don't you finna build a hater, bro.
Hey, bro, hey, look, that cool. We gonna build haters all around us when you're doing your thing.
You know what I'm saying? But you don't wanna be in business with them.
Bro, look, man, you don't think these big companies in business with niggas that hate them? Bro, I don't give a fuck, man. Yeah. Like, what?
Nah,
that's
real.
It's different, though, but now the biggest difference, though, with me and them is I actually be on the ground with these niggas, though, still, though.
Them
niggas be in the office and shit, though, so... Honestly, they mad at a whole label and they don't even know who they mad at. When these niggas get mad, they know they can get mad directly at
something.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm on the ground with them, but shit, I might need to just
so you can't even take that chance. You can't even take that chance. Just keep doing the beat, get some producers. You can do it.
He can do it.
I'm telling you, bro.
Why you don't do management? Management deal.
I thought about that too.
But it don't come with it. You don't necessarily got the pressure there, man. So then we gonna make it.
Your life, my life. You really is a nigga daddy. Put my life in your hand.
In a certain sense, though, and you right, though, I was like, my whole thing right now, like, you know, I'm dealing with producers. Like, I really fuck with them because I can get through them. I can talk and I can make this shit make sense to them. I can show them this whole shit, how this shit go. I can show them, I can break this shit down. As an artist and shit, though, I know a little bit, but as far as, like, how they be feeling and shit, though, I'm kind of oblivious to that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't no artist. You know what I'm saying?
Because you got to look at it like these niggas nowadays, at least...
Let me get that water right there, too.
these niggas nowadays, like, at least want to get, like, a Hellcat and a condo out of the situation.
That's what I'm saying. A rapper don't want to be broke. A producer might sign...
You got a nigga starter kit.
You got to get a setup.
I'm giving out Hellcats. Come on, sign it. Man, that's all it takes, man. For you,
niggas want to be inspired, not off your shit, off knowing I'm finna go outside and jump in that. I'm finna make a banger.
That's a fact, though.
Yeah, because there's too many these young niggas turning they niggas up.
Nah, that's a fact.
That shit over with. Like, that crab shit starting to go out the door. Like,
nah, facts, though.
You did turn you up, put you out. We finna get some meat.
All right, so, but Bank, though, you gotta look still from my end, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro. You know, bro, we, all right, so we, I see you at most spots. I see you at Mike Will's spot more than anything, bro. Yeah. When I walk in his spot, I'm inspired, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, he got these two artists. Really a whole platoon, but Sway Lee and goddamn Jimmy, I'm like, you ain't about to tell me I can't have no motherfucking artist, bro, or I shouldn't, bro, because I'm like, what they doing over there, I'm like, I just need to find that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What if I find...
He signed them from the mud, though.
I know.
We ain't had nothing going on. That shit was a blessing for all of them.
Yeah. That's what I need. I need a nigga who can...
Man, all that's what
nigga said, hey, man, my whole slogan, hey, you looking for a blessing?
Real, man. They make this type of niggas no more.
Them niggas don't exist no more, man.
But I ain't gonna lie.
That's an out the blue bless. I'm saying, like, so you see a young nigga out of hood, okay, shout out Red. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go again. You know, you got some little young niggas out here who turnt, like, that's all they need is a Sunny Digital to stamp. Like, fuck that. We finna goddamn be brothers and turn them up.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if you believe in a nigga that much, why he don't invest?
Sure, I do. And the time.
Time ain't enough these days.
Nah, the time was enough When it's,
Time ain't nothing these days. Time, you ain't gonna wanna be turned up, bro.
They do, but I mean, shit, we all
so when you introduce a nigga, you don't wanna introduce no little Dutch dad nigga.
Nigga, everybody was dusty when they got introduced, bro.
No, nigga, bro, this shit is different. It changed.
But I ain't gonna lie, it did change.
This shit changed.
Hey, it did. Now, these niggas is getting money. I ain't gonna lie. So, that brings back to the CEO Trail shit, though. He having his own motion and shit, though. So when I came and I asked him, I was like, hey, bro, let's figure out something. But I ain't gonna lie, I know what I would bring straight to me and what I, cause I got a situation with Atlantic still though to where I like I'm signed over there as an artist.
That shit set up to where Atlantic got down. Hey, get these folks up.
But they will though. But it's a process though. They still gotta wait.
Is it a process, like for instance, right now?
You gotta have it been with you first. Yeah. Then we gonna do all that.
No,
they say you gotta build them up.
If I believe in a nigga, what I'm gonna do? The way I'm gonna kick it to a nigga. Hey, bro, I got my situation in Atlantic, bro. But I ain't gonna lie. A lot of times niggas be getting turned off when you talk about major labels though. But I ain't got nothing bad to say about my label. Them niggas do whatever I ask them to do. They cut me a check if I ask them. You know what I'm saying? That's how my studio got built and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how I bought my mom a crib. I ain't got nothing bad to say about Atlantic and shit, though. You know what I'm saying? My situation was
Atlantic, he loves you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Whatever situation they gave me, it was fitting for the situation, and it's still working right now, though. You know what I'm saying? So, sure. But like, when, like, they get bad looks,
great
though.
Great politics.
Right.
Nah, you gonna make your artist steal your necklace or something. You tell you gonna make a nigga steal your shit, son. No, sign, nigga, bro.
Nah, look.
You better go get you an R&B single.
No, look. Nah, look. This the whole thing, though. Honestly, though. Hey, Bank. I be out the way, though. I never go looking for none, though, at first.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
So what if you get somebody all that shit, but you don't do nothing for them? Like, you give them all the shit, the chains, a little bit of money, the Hellcat, all that shit, but you don't do nothing for their career. Like, you don't do nothing. Like, you don't help them actually do something. Don't that count for something?
What you mean you don't help them do it?
You don't help them do nothing. Like, you don't introduce them to
but
other artists.
Who's gonna give a nigga all that shit and not?
Some people do. They give them the shit, but some people give them shit.
Who's gonna make that type of investment without ensuring the return?
Some people give them shit, but can't do shit for the artist. You dig what I'm saying?
They don't have the power to do that.
They don't have the power. They just got the money and the shit. So you got a bunch of motherfuckers walking around looking like
it. If you got money to turn a nigga up, you got money.
If you got money, that don't mean you know. If you got money, that don't mean you know Jay Banks. That don't mean you know nobody.
Y'all didn't even let me finish.
Go ahead.
Let's let it finish.
God damn, y'all didn't let me finish.
No, I'm saying if you got money, that don't mean you know nobody.
I'm not saying that you don't.
Hold on, what?
Bitch, I'm trying to talk.
What?
I said if you got that type of money to turn a nigga up to that level, then you have enough money to be able to pay people to be put in place that know people and that know what to do.
It's still gonna feel different.
Nigga run out. Still gonna feel different. Nigga went broke trying to do that way.
Right, exactly.
That way.
It's a broke ass.
That's
CEO.
What I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, in Sonny defense, and I like both of y'all sides of it, but Sonny can go get some shit done for you, bro. It ain't just finna be a chain and you sitting.
Come with all that though.
So you say you gotta have a full package.
And that, bro.
Why I gotta come with all of that, bro?
It's up, nigga.
Hey, babe, why I gotta come with all of that, man? I'm coming. Look, I
can't. Because you that kind of. Now, if you was a different type of CEO, then you signed a digital.
Like we just said, son, that weed is 800 a zip now. They can't buy that with time.
All right, but look, straight up. Look, this the whole thing, though. What I'm saying, though, I think we're going over everybody's head is I'm the opportunity in this situation, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not if a nigga. I ain't saying you going to sign no nigga from start. I'm saying you go sign a nigga who already got it a little bubble and follow. But
all still, a little bit of something.
They just need that one chance.
But look, even still, though, this is the messed up part for me, though. When niggas is bubbling, they know they bubbling and shit, though. So they getting offers and shit, though. So, like, it's like when I come, I'm not going to just. I'm mindful of the situation, so I'm going to be like, I'm going to call the big dogs in. So we're going to get Atlantic in the situation and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But, like, niggas don't want to, they don't want to go that route. I can get you to the water. I can be like, I'm going to let you meet Craig Cowman, the head honcho. He can cut whatever check he want. You know what I'm saying? I could put you there. I can put you in the front of any label. I can take you to anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, people got to look at it like that, though. But when a nigga know he hot, though, you know, he probably can get more and not look at the whole situation and shit, though. Like, what I can actually do for your situation, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, nigga don't want to do
trying,
that.
I get what he's saying, but you don't get what I'm saying.
I think if you attach
a nigga to your brand, to digital, Sun and Digital, Club Digital, all that, you finna attach a nigga to your brand, you got to attach him to it, bro. You got to embrace, like, that's why these niggas, artists don't be blowing up. Because they treat these niggas like art, like you just
said. Like separate entities.
How these niggas blowing these niggas up? Because they showing it's unity.
They
family.
Like, they grabbing these niggas. Nah, like, come on.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only way it's going
to
work.
But I ain't going to lie, Bank. I've been doing that. I've been having these niggas, everybody next to me, bro. That's why niggas still fuck with me right
now. Nah, I get that part. But I'm saying, like, if you sign a rapper, like, you don't sign the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just have him next to you and you ain't got him next to you.
I feel it,
but that's why I wouldn't even deal with rappers about you.
It just depends. Like, for me, I'm like, I'm coming on at this point. It's like, am I gonna be that guy, or am I gonna be like a Craig Cowman handling business with you? You know what I'm saying? I see something in you, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's music business still, though.
You a black nigga, man. You a nigga, bro. With chains on. So that shit different. If you had a now, if I was signed to Cam, it'll be different. I feel like, all right, we finna get us some money together. No matter what Cam got going, Cam don't carry. You carry yourself like a goddamn artist.
He's being modest, though, because I've been around him for too long. Anything Sonny got, everybody around him know they got access to it.
I know
got.
That. You know,
so
know
it's
that.
Like, he just got to fix it. You just not saying that. So you know if we went out right now, if I'm your artist and you got five chains, you know you're giving him one of the two chains to put on.
Bro,
that's just natural you.
That's
saying something different, though. You should just,
I mean, I'm going to say, you got to just say that. Yeah, you know, so you're going to do that. So I mean, you got so, two right, watches. So, I've seen you do that.
But see, I'm not saying that because I feel like that's just things that just kind of naturally come to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I do got an artist, of course, if we go out, I'm taking this off.
Yeah,
I'm taking this off.
That's what
I'm not gonna outshine this nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what a nigga said. He's saying you can't look like that and even, he got nothing.
You can't walk up with a little nigga like that. Bus station.
So look,
on the exit at the West End.
Even the way I be thinking about this shit, though, is like, so when I had my artist Q at the time, though, you remember Q?
Yeah. So
I always felt like he was a better rapper than me, though. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I'm gonna have him. We gonna do a project together, though, just so he can stand
a better
out.
Rapper than you. Hold on, wait a minute.
I feel like he was a better lyricist, like, as far as, like, you know, okay. Like, look, you know what I'm saying? Everything, like, he had
to go crazy now.
You know what I'm saying?
So it was like I put him next to me so he can outshine me, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's always like, I'm doing what's in favor for everybody else, though, because I do know my position. I'm a producer, though. I just like this shit, though. I like things I like, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I ain't gonna just straight stun on a nigga or cut off access to a nigga.
You get what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Like,
nigga, you
sign a nigga in 2021, man, bro, you got done that, bro. Because these young niggas putting on their shit.
Hey,
he done
turned up. You signed to me, bro. Like Cam said, you do got access to everything. I got take the Bentley. I don't care.
Yeah,
take the Porsche, bro.
That's who you are. That's what I'm like.
Take anything. All this shit material, bro. Let's make some
exactly.
Hits,
that's
you know
what I'm saying.
Like,
you got to let a nigga pop it, bro. I come in, I can't just be in no studio I'm hungry, shaking, trying to record. Ain't finna be inspired. Man. Gave
places what stay. You think? What you think? What you think? Create better music though? Hungry, shaking, that type shit, or turned up? I'm just curious. You said both of them?
You need comfortability.
Both of them.
But get what though? Yeah. Niggas ain't, bro. Who posting when they hungry and sick? You gotta think about what niggas is posting, bro. This is a different world, bro.
Yeah, these young niggas nowadays can't relate to that.
Nah, that's a fact.
He fought on the
pain and struggle music got popular though.
Who?
Pain and
struggle. But that hunger music ain't popular.
That shit over with.
It don't matter.
But get what? All these niggas who saying that pain shit, these niggas still holding up them racks. Yeah, too.
Nah, it don't matter what artist you sign. When I sign artists to my label, we give $20,000 up front. But you got to do that, though.
You got to get a nigga something.
As a photographer?
Yeah, you have to do that because they need that comfortability.
I
got to
feel like I just moved up.
Right.
Yeah, you got to feel like they did something.
Say, like,
that day.
I ain't go that way.
That day, they got to feel like something happened.
So look.
Nigga, give me some.
Nah, look. So I'm really an advocate about that shit, though. I've been preaching about niggas getting their checks and shit, though. Like, hey, get your money and shit, though. So I know even, like, dealing with artists, that's why I can't sign them directly, though. I'm going to go take you to the big... I'm going to facilitate you to go get a bigger check, though.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really why I stand there with, like, technically signing artists, though. But even, like, with producers and stuff, like I said, I've been such an advocate on, like, man, I've been in fucked up deals and shit, though. I'm like, man, shouldn't nobody sign anything without any type of monetary exchange to it, too, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you sign anything, a nigga need to get something. So, like, with my producers right now, I know producers, they'll be ready to sign for nothing. I put a piece of paper in front of you, they'll sign this shit. It don't matter what it say on it. As long as it say Sonny Digital at the top and they name at the bottom.
Nah, see, that go like that, though. Yeah. The producers, I ain't even like, straight to the producer.
I can't let you normalize that.
Nah, I ain't saying like just, bro, if you go get a producer, like how you were 17 years old, out of your basement, fresh out your mama, bro, here go $10,000, I'm going to get you some placement. Yeah. With producing, you're going to start getting money immediately if your business is him. That shit different with these rappers.
Nah, bro.
Rapper trying to live another life.
Nah, you ain't getting that money immediately, bro. I'm telling you from my standpoint, man. These niggas is starving, bro. You get a hit, you ain't seeing no money from that motherfucker damn near year after that.
Publishing,
bro. Because
ain't no time. I've been broke 17 years already.
A year ain't no time, though. But what you got to understand, though, I feel you, though, but it's like, okay, imagine you having a hit.
Once you know you got that hit, and them motherfuckers going up, you got Big Johns and Big Johns and folks and come break you off.
Now let me tell you, that's a deadly game now right there. We talking about hits. Now I'm talking from the perspective of like first hit though. You know what I'm saying? Okay. First hit, they gonna hit you with some bullshit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't even know if you gonna get another hit after this shit though. So they gonna hit you with a deal. They offer you a deal on your first hit. They ain't gonna give you what you're supposed to get into until you got your second hit up on the board, third hit on the board, or something like that, though. So it'd be some bullshit up until then, though. But even still, you gotta understand how this shit feel now. As a producer, though, them niggas ain't getting paid damn near a year later after this song a hit, though. But the rapper that's on it doing shows, living life.
But in fairness to the culture, the producer ain't gotta really be out.
That nigga need to do shows. He need to boost this shit up so he can go number one. So keep doing it.
They're right, though. But you're right, too, to a certain degree. If you're that type of producer that don't... You know what I'm saying? If you want your money to come every 9 months after the hit come out, then fine, you do that. Right. You know what I'm saying? But you got to get your door revolving for that money to goddamn
for sure.
Keep you floating and shit,
but
though.
You got to think, son. It's all about being a hustler. Because once I got this hit, okay, once I got this Sonny Digital, bank. Right? Okay, now all these niggas in these little towns want that Sonny Digital and all that shit.
Hey, bank.
I'm finna run my bag up.
Yeah, I'm the hustler in that. That's what I'm saying. Who you talking about, though? Because I did that.
Exactly.
Because I was like, these niggas ain't. I really at the time didn't know Future. I didn't really know YC. They didn't know each other. No, it was a whole bunch of niggas that didn't know each other. So it was like it wasn't no means for anybody to help each other. You know what I'm saying?
The chemistry wasn't there.
It wasn't no like chemistry until like with me and Future until after the the Racks on Racks really are like kind of in the mix and shit though. But nobody really knew each other though. So it wasn't no incentive for nobody to help each other as far as putting a nigga out though. So like I'm sitting there like, dog, I ain't even got my tag on this shit, though. So I'm like, man, hey, YC, you make sure you shout me out at the radio station when you go up there or whatever. But that ain't what's going on. Niggas trying to get their shit off the ground, too. You know what I'm saying? They like, fuck this nigga. So once I figured that out, and I wasn't even mad at it, I like, I understand. Shit, I just got to figure out how I'm going to do this shit, too. So
I'm going to let niggas know this me.
Type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to let y'all know, like, oh, it's me. Like, we doing this. This is how we going to do it. You know, and like, what really covered my ass was coming with another one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That first one was cool. And then what really, really cut my ass was just coming with the next one. Like, okay, this nigga, he here. You know what I'm saying? But like, that shit, that producer shit, man. Like,
well, producers, that shit a long shot too, though.
It is.
And rap, I'm talking about when you got the, like, shout out to all my producers, because I fuck with all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you fuck with the producers. Yeah. Heavy. You fuck with Mike Heavy, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's my brother. But what I'm saying is, like, you got more patience than a rapper. Once I come out here as a rapper,
mm-hmm.
I got to be a rapper, damn man.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
It's a daily standard.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a daily standard.
I sit in the basement and got them bang them out. Bang out. Got, I'm finna do 2,000 beats. This shit don't take me nothing to do. That's I ain't got to be in front of the camera still trying to be no rapper.
That's a fact.
I'm going to do me 2,000 beats and go play these motherfuckers for 2,000 niggas. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
You see,
once a nigga drop a song, you as a rapper. How you look tomorrow? How you look today? You know what I'm saying? What now, you doing?
I'm
so you going to need something.
I never even like, for real, just to even think about it right now, I never had the conversation, like, with the artist even here from this standpoint, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's usually me bringing more to it, though. So, you know, just kind of being selfish, though, but not trying to. Like, I was just kind of being, like, one-sided. Like, okay, I'm bringing the value to the situation, though. Yeah. So I never really, like, I ain't gonna say I didn't want to take anybody's opinion in, though. But it's like, I got this shit figured out, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, I never really took in consideration how an artist would feel about the shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that just me just not knowing and shit, though.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
now.
So, you know, like, that shit.
Nah, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, though, a rapper, because that shit is a hard job, bro.
It is.
For a rapper?
Yeah, like, yeah. In this day and time, like, you got to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, nigga,
you can't be
nigga ain't
like
posting, the nigga must ain't got no money to buy no clothes.
Like shit, bro.
every time you post, you fret. Why you ain't? You nigga ain't on live or nothing. Them nigga ain't on the story. You ain't got nothing going on. You don't fell off. 3 days, yeah, nigga feel like you don't fell off.
You right.
Nigga said 3 days,
right.
You post, you fell off.
But your boy, that nigga, for real, bro.
Especially if that's how you got on. Especially if that's how
you
got on.
You came out popping.
Yeah, you came out popping, yeah.
So, like, and then I know, like, it'd be a lot of pressure, too, with like, the rappers and shit, though, with the people they be around, though. I also be seeing that, too, because, you know, people might look at the situation bigger than what it is and, you know, start telling the artist, man, yo, Sonny, yo, man's, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Nigga be like, hold on, Sonny is my man's, and ain't shit going on? Man, fuck this nigga, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bring him up.
No, but it's all good, though, man. Like,
oh, get a rope.
I'm still open to working with artists, though, too. Like, I'm not against it. Like, you know, I just, like I said, just like...
You never did a whole project with somebody, like, one artist?
Yeah, I did it with Savage. I did one with, we did that shit with McConaughey. Everything was, like, it was them type of shits. Like, we was all working together. Like, we was all honed in and stuff. Like, but right now, nowadays, I'm not really, like, big on doing whole projects no more. Like, I feel more comfortable probably coming in and doing, like, one or two beats or something and... I want to bring in other producers. I'm really good at putting together projects.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I could put together some good ass shit, though. Like, I can put it together for you, though. You can bring me your shit broken up. I tell you what to do. We put that shit back together and put it out and have that shit ready to go. You know what I'm saying? I might come in and produce on some certain shits if I need to. But for the most part, like, right now, I ain't even got the time to, like, sit down and just do one project unless it's like one of the ones, though, with, like, you know, an artist who's going to get us up out of there and is going to do numbers and stuff. But the build-up part, like, getting the new artists and stuff, it's kind of hard to lock in and just do one project just solely me. I can produce it and put it together for you, though, but not actually sit down in the studio and do it every day with you, though, you know? Yeah. And on top of that, too, I just feel like when a lot of them sounds, when them tapes, it'd be kind of like, you know, I'm a musical person, though, so I like shit to sound different, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit that be kind of like when it's one sound, it's one sound, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I want to see how somebody sound like over another producer's beat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just, you know, get a new vibe, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like I said, I'm here for the opportunity too, so I always try to bring in new people into the situation though. So if we're doing a project or something, I see opportunity for other producers to get in and, you know, potentially like get a placement in their eyes and stuff, you know? Right. So that's how I kind of work the situation versus me just being in there. It's, I feel like kind of like how Mike Will do. And if it is some producer that's fired, though, the owner, I'd probably end up signing type shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you what know. You gonna give him though?
So, all right. So look, with my producer. Hey, look. I can show you my last shit though. Like I said, I'm an advocate on getting everybody paid because I was in a fucked up situation though. So as far as like you know, coming from a producer standpoint. So with my producers right now, I'm giving them in advance for sure because I'm like. I know I can't, without what I'm giving the producers, I would have to add an extra zero on top of that to make it for the artists and shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, the producers and stuff, you know, give them a little 10, 15, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
For a nigga that just sitting in the house all day and make
go
beats.
Crazy, boy. You don't need no money.
Yeah.
Give you a 10, but I'm finna get you on. You try to make such an album?
Type shit.
Give me them beats.
Give me them beats. We're gonna make this shit right beats, back, bro. Man, We made this shit right back. You signed to me too. How much you selling beats for right now? $500. You signed to me, bro. We gonna sell the whole for 20-30 racks, bro. You know what I'm saying? We gonna make the money. We gonna make all the money back though. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so like, and that's just a producer fee too. You know what I'm saying? Then we talk about the royalties, the year later and shit though. You know that's when your money start rolling in. You know what I'm saying?
But you get hot, you hot.
Yeah, once you get hot,
all you gotta do is get your sound hot. Once you get your sound hot, man.
Mm-hmm. Once you hot, you hot, you win.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how this producer tag shit going now, but I mean back then that shit was like a major little thing for us to get known. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And have people know who he is and go get some extra money and stuff.
Yeah, because it's like every time they hear the song, they hear your name.
Yeah. Another thing I was doing too, I was DJing and shit. I was going out doing that shit. Bro.
I saw all the producers started DJing.
Yeah.
I felt bad though. I remember. So bad. Because I like this shit, it was too simple though. I feel like I'm kind of taking somebody else's job. Real DJ. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no real DJ. You know what I'm saying?
Man? Too simple.
Too easy. Too easy, bro.
DJ Scream.
You know what I'm saying? Going on the stage, I'm getting about like 10 racks or
I was happy though. When Sonny and Metro was DJing, I was like, I fuck with it.
But I actually learned how to do it.
Though. Scream had beef with them niggas that DJ.
Hell
no. Them niggas making beats and want to be DJs and shit.
That just mean I need to make beats. I can't be mad at this shit.
Was, I feel bad, man. I was like, man, hey, man, I feel like I'm taking somebody's job, man. I'm like, man, somebody couldn't do this shit, man. Like, for real, man.
What's next for you?
Man, people ask me that. It's just maintaining, keeping this shit going.
I'm saying where you see yourself though? Like I know you got goals and plans. I seen a big ass office of all them white boards and.
I mean, the goal is from studio side, Cam Kirk Studios is to bring that same style across the world. So we're trying to open up more locations in different cities, different states. So from now on, I want that to eventually be like, when you think of creative, especially within our culture, music industry, you got to shoot your stuff at Cam Kirk Studios. Mm. So that's on that end. On Collector Gallery, my label, we want to be as big as every other label. As big as Def Jam, big as QC, big as everybody else doing it, but for photographers. So that whole game plan is just to level the playing field. Like, where it's like, it could be more photographers sitting here in this chair I'm at, and it won't be normal. It won't be abnormal. It's like, oh, we talking to the guy that shot this cover, or the guy that this, and we got a lot to offer as well from a content standpoint. So for the label, Collective Gallery, the goal is to blow that up. I mean, I want to see 10 more labels by the end of next year. I want other people doing it, so then it's legit, because that's another revenue stream for photographers to get in and get some support. Mm-hmm. And then on a personal level, man, I just want to be as big as I could be and be as positive as I can be. And I really just want to do things that's going to change the world, like in other ways other than just what we do within the culture. Like, I invest in stuff within the community. Like, I partner with Sprite. We put out $50,000 to put out trash cans and recycling bins in bad neighborhoods just to, like, clean up the litter, the trash. Like, I'm into, like, more than just what we do within the music industry. I want to take this following and do some better good for it. So hopefully within the next couple of years, you'll start to see more things I do directly in the city that you could be like, oh, we got that because Cam did that or this and that. So. Sure.
That's what's up. Sonny.
What's up, my boy?
What we got?
Shit, bro. Just working. Might sign a couple artists.
Man, niggas ain't gonna look at this shit like, boy, I ain't been signing no
Sonny. Yeah, that cool.
That nigga Sonny ain't trying to give a nigga shit.
Hey, man, zoom this camera in on me, man. You want to sign all your rights away? You don't want no advance?
Come to Club Digital.
I'm the Club Digital.
Gucci making it hard, man. Gucci getting niggas M's and turning niggas ass up.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, he got the plan over there, man. He got the plan, bro.
Got it.
Nigga said,
yeah. See what I'm saying? Like, they putting them niggas ass right in the mix, man.
Yeah.
You see, Gucci, he a good mix too though, because he got the money and he got the outlets to get them right there. Like, he got what's buddy name on? I can't. Ted Moskowitz.
Oh, Ty.
He got Ty in his back pocket. And Ty, you know, Ty, he up there. You know what I'm saying? So he can, hey man, if you tired and I'm Gucci, I got this new artist right here. Hey, throw me some money for her. Boom, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And send it up through there, you know? Ty, I ain't gonna say Ty at all though, but he a big part in that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Ty is that nigga for real.
Yeah.
But, what we doing?
Salute. Appreciate y'all pulling up. You know what I'm saying? Cam Kirk, much continued success. Did you bring in some shit too?
Yeah, okay, we gotta do that.
Sunny Digital,
we got
salute.
Boxes and shit and pictures.
Wow.
Quez, salute.
Son ain't getting a nigga shit, but
hold on, man.
Hey, Jay. Son ain't gonna give a nigga shit, though.
That's on my shoes. Hey, we did. Out,
man. Cam Kirk
I'm
exclusive.
I'm gonna come with something just for you, bro. I got something.
Cam Kirk exclusive. We appreciate it. Super hard.
Let me get one of them boxes.
And then we got some boxes for you, but
leave my
I don't know if Ciroc gonna let me show it to y'all.
What you want to show?
Oh, no, bring that.
All right.
No.
Okay, well, I
keep it
I
just, on the plastic. It's like the couch.
That's all right. Well, I just signed
the couch. IW
Harper. Yeah, I just signed a new liquor deal, so I'm the face of this new brand called IW Harper.
Okay, hard.
They actually under the Diageo family.
What kind of liquor?
It's a whiskey. They under the Diageo family, to be honest. So they partners with Ciroc and all that. Okay. It's all in the same household.
Oh, we got a whole bunch of shit in here.
But yeah, I just wanted to bring something to you guys. I don't know if y'all drink or not, but if not,
definitely. What kind of liquor is it? What kind of liquor?
It's a whiskey.
Oh, whiskey, yeah. I fuck with whiskey.
One of those little things bourbon. That does some shit.
Bourbon, yes. Fine bourbon.
Yes.
IW Harper. Where they can get this at?
Man, you can get that at any liquor store you want to go to.
They
big. They established a big play.
Oh, and here's
so for sure. And that's a gift. Some merch for you as well. I know I blessed you already.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
So appreciate
sure.
it.
So is this lemon oil for the liquor? Or is it
yeah. So this so right? within this, they made my own specialty cocktail. Okay. So within the boxes, it's all the ingredients to make like a drink that they made or they signature for me. So when you go into it, it'll tell you just how to make it, what you got to put together. So
basically,
that's all
these
the
are the directions to make the Cam Kirk.
Basically. And that's all the ingredients right there.
Nah,
that's
hard, yeah.
These folks, this liquor shit must be some big money, man.
Yeah, they be sending them packs.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Nah, it's some money in there.
Nah, I know it is.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Cam Kirk. Nah, Sunny Digital, sure. You know what I'm saying? Everybody pulling up.
Let her get some, bro. Right.
I mean, I got to try my life away to be big fan. That's what this is.
Hey, allergic to contract.
Oh, man. Cam Kirk designed his life away to big fan, though. That's your place.
I need to skim through this.
www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey man, it's all way up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.